Yes, we have another donkey, that's Tomo.
I call.
Pumalanga. We have another donkey, that's Tomo. And for the Eastern Cape, we have Mr. Tinda Nasri. And for Gauteng, we have Honorable Machege, Etchakase. And we also have Honorable, and for my grand, Chair of Chair. And Honorable, it's here. It's here. And the manager.
Can I ask the council to put this investigation?
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members and everyone present in the room. I'm with the team from the DTIC and CIPC. I'm with Marisa van Niekerk from Legal Services, Mangadiso Konza from the DM's office, Sarosh Naidu, she's in Parliament, Lyndon, and I'm with Riva Zellman, the Chief Director from my branch, the DTIC. And I think that's it. And that depends from CIPC, as an entity that we work with. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I think we also have a stakeholder as a guest, so because of time, I won't ask everyone to introduce this other. Are there any apologies?
We have not received any apologies.
I think accept the apology of the committee secretary, my dear Solomons, which she has already indicated to me. It's a domestic nature. Can we then alphabetically go to provinces with regard to the final mandate? So we start with the Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Gwede Ndamaze.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let me indicate the bill that we're dealing with. The first one will be copyright. Yeah.
My name is Gwede Ndamaze, the Chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, Environmental Affairs and Tourism in the Eastern Cape Province. As the Eastern Cape Provincial Trade Special support the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bills and therefore vote in favor of both bills. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Can we then ask the province, the Free State? Maybe if you can just read the bills, the date, the name of the bills, the number of the bills, that kind of a detail.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon, Honorable Members and officials from the Department. My name is Honorable Moshodi. I'm the member of the Trade Committee on Trade and Industry. I'll read my mandate from the province. Great legislature. Final voting mandate, Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, name of the bill, copyright amendment bill, number of the bill, 8V13F/2017, date of deliberation, the 1st September 2023, vote of the legislature, the Free State legislature vote in favor of the bill, signed by the Speaker of the Legislature, Honorable N.B. Bihuba, on the 1st September 2023. Can I go to the second one, please?
No,
let's deal
with the right question.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have a technical problem again.
Okay, can we go to Gauteng? In any case, it's not recording. That's so
sound. Do we have all the money
to sell? You mean copies?
The copies.
Okay, can you take my name? No, I mean the final mandate will come from the speaker.
The final mandate is understood, but I'm not sure if it's a legal service.
Can you give can we please prioritize the members with regard to these documents, the honorable members?
Final mandate will presume it's all your signature.
That's what you have.
That's a
the chairperson of the Mpopo Economic Development, to the chairperson of NCOC, name of the bill is Copyright Amendment Bill. Number of the bill is B13F-2017, date of deliberation 29 August 2023. Vote of the legislature, the Mpopo Provincial Legislature, vote in favor of the bill. Signed by Honorable Honorable Speaker of Limpopo Legislature on the 9th, 4th, 2023.
Thank you very much, Chair. From the Office of the Speaker of Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature to the Chairperson of the NCOP, name of bill, copyright amendment bill, number of the bill, B13F-2017, date of deliberation, 31 August 2023. Vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga and the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favour of the Copyright Amendment Bill B31-13F-2017, duly signed by Cliff M.C. Masalela, MPL, and Speaker of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next province is the Northern Cape.
Mandate of the Northern Cape, the name of the bill is Black Amendment Bill. The number of the bill is B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F.B.C.E.F. 2023, from the office of the speaker, Mayor Ingrid Plaster, Director of the Public in favor of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Chair. The next province is the Northwest. Anyone from Northwest? In the absence of Northwest, can I have a copy that I can read from the Chair?
Honorable
Mark,
come on, what should be next?
The Northwest copy of the copyright. Do you have the same?
You walked it out of absence, Chair.
No. The final mandate from the Office of the Speaker, the Honorable A.M. Matondo, Chairperson, National Council of Provinces, name of the Bill, Copyright Amendment Bill, number of Bill, B13F-2017, date of deliberation, 6th September, 2023, which is today, vote of the legislature, the Northwest Provincial Legislature vote in favor of the Copyright Amendment Bill, B13F-2017. In case there be no changes on the bill during the discussion of the final mandate by the legislature, the final mandate shall constitute a voting mandate. Signed by Honorable BRS. September 2023, but they're not there west. Get them sent to all members. So we can let's go to Western Cape.
Chair, I didn't really hear the wording. I did say that should there be no changes in the deliberations by the select committee, then the voting mandate is a voting mandate. Doesn't actually say for, against, in favour. The wording there seems a bit opaque.
No, what is important is that part of the vote of the legislature. Says the Northwest Provincial Legislature vote in favour of the copyright amendment. So that is the one that is more important.
Can I just, on a point of clarity, Chair? Sorry. On a point of clarity, Chair, did you submit a deadline for provinces to give feedback on this? Because I see that the deliberations today.
Yes.
So what was the deadline that you gave for provinces to give feedback to the select committee?
There's no deadline, except that we would have wished that by Friday we would have the money for people's of members. But it has happened in the past, and it happens every now and then in the appropriation, not appropriation, the finance committee, where provinces would submit maybe even 5 minutes before the meeting with their final money when we deal with the application of the revenue. So it's nothing new, something that happens every now and then.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. So just one other thing that I just want to get clarity on, because we flagged that the process has been flawed all along. Now, yesterday we received an email with the final mandates from the different provinces, but one of the provinces on their final mandate stipulated the date of this morning that they deliberated it. So how is it possible that an email can be sent out to members of this committee yesterday with the final mandate of this morning?
Which one was that?
Well, I'm sure we all read the documentation, but it's your own province, Chair.
No, I don't know about that. What I know that the fact of all the provinces, the Eastern Cape was the first to send this money long time ago.
Chair, if you look at what was circulated, with the final
mandate. So I'm asking if you can give me the date, but you say
it is here in front of me. So date of deliberation, 5 September 2023, but this was circulated yesterday, 4th of September, 5:35.
I might respond to that, but we have read the chairperson of the red out the money. So we can't be bogged down about all the issues.
About predetermined outcomes.
Can you get Western Cape?
Well, I mean, this is just speaking to the entire process that was run by this parliament throughout. But let me get
your view on a
Chair, I've got it in writing that we've got a mandate from the Eastern Cape that was dated today for deliberations, and it was circulated yesterday. So that's not my view, that's not my opinion, that's black and white. I don't know how you want to argue with me with something that's in black and white in front of us, Chair.
It's not in front of me, but
can you come up
with regard to the Western Cape money, please?
So, Chair, the Copyright Amendment Bill was addressed to the Honourable A.N. Masondo, Chairperson of the NCOP, the number of the bill B13F 2017, the date of deliberation, 1 September 2023. The Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism, having considered the subject of the Copyright Amendment Bill B13F 2017, referred to it in accordance with the Standing Rule 217, recommends that the House confers on the Western Cape delegation in the National Council of Provinces the authority to not support the bill, which, being a delegate from the Western Cape and reading it correctly, I do not support it.
Thank you so much. In terms of the number of those in terms of the final money that are for, we have seven provinces that are voting in favor of the copyright amendment bill, and we have one that is abstaining, which is the KZN, and then we have one that is voting against.
Sorry, Chair, I want to dispute that Eastern Cape one, that the paperwork that's in front of us, unless you have correct paperwork, you cannot convey it as a support, because the paperwork that's in front of us, Chairperson, is a mandate communicated before the committee actually met. So you cannot, in this meeting, convey that unless you get the correct paperwork.
Can you read the report of the copyright amendment bill, and then the comment of the report of the bill, and then after that we will vote whether we accept the report or not?
Just checking, so you're ignoring my inputs on it?
I am.
It's fine, that will be awesome when you get challenged in court.
Thank you. advice for people to take for that aspect of technological transition to provide for prohibited products of the effect on copyright management to provide for the protection of the digital rights, to provide for certain new offenses, and to provide for better.
Jefferson, I wanted to record it in the report that there's a flawed mandate given to yourself from the Eastern Cape legislature based on the paperwork that's in front of it, and that you cannot record that as a vote in favour.
And Honorable Lamas. Can you clarify this? Because we're not going to put that in there.
Thank you very much, Chair. I did not anticipate that we would go to this stage. Because there was a House sitting in the Assembly Provincial Legislature on Wednesday of the 30th August. And that is where this money was given by the whole House on the 30th of August. The omission that has been made by an assumption of a person who was writing, that the reference to the deliberations is the reference for today, because the deliberations are made today in this House. And therefore, that might have been a mistake, but the fact of the matter, which must be recorded, is that these deliberations took place on Wednesday, the 30th of August, 2023, in the Assembly of the Provincial Legislature. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Advocate Samara.
With regards to the mandate, the mandating procedures promises that does make provision for changes that may be affected to the final mandate. Perhaps we can just look into it and verify whether the mandate was actually agreed to by the House at the Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature, and then we can verify the date as well and correct that before we get to the House.
Okay. Any other comments? I know I received that mandate long time ago sent to me by it was the very first province, but we will follow as you suggest, Advocate Sonara. Honorable Moima.
Just as I think the chair of the portfolio committee has clarified the confusion, and therefore there's no confusion as it pertains to the position of the Indian Provincial Legislature on the copyright amendment of the same chair.
Okay.
Just as I form you more for the adoption of the report.
What we're going to do, honorable members, we will be voting. The permanent delegates, those who are voting for, will raise their hands. We count the number of heads. After that, those who are explaining the process. And then after that, we ask the hands of those who are voting again. And then after that, those who are abstaining amongst the permanent committee. So that will be the process at that point. So those who are voting to adopt the report on copyright amendment bill, please raise your hand. Ask the committee secretary to count. 5 in favor. Those who vote in against the adoption of the bill, please raise your hand. Can you clarify that aspect, Advocate Sama? On the adoption of the report?
Yes, sir, we should do so in terms of provinces.
Yes.
But from the previous vote, I see that we do have the requisite number to agree to the report.
Those who are voting against?
Province.
Against the province. Okay. One. Those who are abstaining? That's mine. Okay. Can you give us the results, Committee Secretary?
Those who are voting in favor, the number is 5.
Yes.
Those who are voting against, 1.
Yes.
Abstain, 1.
That means, therefore, the report is adopted, and it will be 86.
The vote is done, but I really just want to clarify this. You've adopted a report. Truly in committee, you vote. The bill, I have to follow a mandate. You adopt a report, surely you vote on your own mandate.
Okay,
I think it's more than most of the Christians. You just said, well, if we won anyway, so. The point is, we spoke earlier, we're learning, right?
Yeah.
So I think truly as committee members we can vote as to whether we adopt a report.
Yes.
Not the bulk. The bulk we've got to follow the mandate, I promise. I understand that. But this is a committee report.
Yes, but all decisions within the NCOP or the committees are taken in terms of section 65 of the constitution.
Many times when we can vote in the House itself, and you vote as a member. You know, the fact that you're
part.
The number that would be 75 or section 57.
So you're saying that all section 76 in anything, you've got to vote for the member of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually be saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even a report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even on whether we go to lunch now.
Well, the report is there.
You said all the members.
Okay, honourable members, let's go back. We now deal with the former protection amendment bill. We will read out the provincial mandate, starting with the defense.
Thank you very much once more, Chairperson. The final mandate is directed to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. The name of the bill is Performance Protection Amendment Bill, number of bill, it's number B24F of 2016, and the vote of the legislature is as follows. The province votes in favor of the bill and mandates the SK permanent delegate to the NCOP to vote in favor of this bill, and that has been signed off by the Honorable Helen Sons August, who is the Speaker of the SNK Provincial Minister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, just for the record, can you just record the date?
Can we go to the next province?
Sorry, Chair, that was a request. Can you record for
the
it's not wasting time, Chair.
No,
if you want to be
no,
arrogant, abusing your position as Chair,
not
you've
abusing,
asked everybody to read in the date. He doesn't want to read in the date because they've given a flawed incorrect date.
Can you continue, please, Chair?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. First state legislature final voting mandate for the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. The name of the bill, Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Name of the bill, B24F 2016. Date of deliberation, the 1st September 2023. Vote of the legislature. The first state legislature votes in favor of the bill, signed by the Speaker of the legislature, Honorable N.B. Tifuga, on the 5th of September 2023. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sori. The next province is Kalten.
No, thank you very much, Chair.
So, thank you very much, Chair. The final vote, the voting mandate, the chairperson to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, Honorable K. Masondo, name of the bill, Performance Protection Amendment Bill, number of bill, B24F of 2016, date of deliberation by the House, 31st of August 2023. Voting mandate, the Houghton Provincial Legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill, and therefore votes in favor of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill signed by Honorable Ntombi Mikwa, the Speaker of the Houghton Provincial Legislature, dated the 31st of August 2023.
Thank you very much.
Okay, followed by the Patronata. But then you can read the money itself.
But you want to tell the
contract
is your concern. I like to inject humor, you know. Okay, seriously, for certain interests which are part of the mandate of the Chairperson to be an Amazon for performance protection mandate, number of law B24F2016, that's in preparation, Thursday, 31 of the district. The Rapid Legislature, the President of the State of Mexico, 31, Thursday, 31, 31st of August 2022, and the Veto mandate for the United States of the National Trust Fund to abstain from the vote of performance protection mandate for B24F2016. Signed by, and the 5th, Sam Wolf,
by Limpopo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Final mandate, which was directed to the chairperson of NCOC, name of the bill, the Farmers Protection Amendment Bill, number of the bill, B24F-2016, date of deliberation, 29 August 2023, vote of the legislature, the Limpopo Provincial Legislature, vote in favor of the bill, signed by Honorable R. Mulapo, Speaker of the Limpopo Legislature on the 9th, 4th, 2023.
Thank you. So much. Followed by Mpumalanga.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't have it in front of me, so I've made up my own. So I hope 31 August is the right date. Final mandate to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. Name of bill is the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. The number of the bill is B24M-2016, date of deliberation 31 August, I hope, 2023. Vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga and the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with a mandate to vote in favor of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, Bill 24F-2016, and it is duly signed by Ms. M.C. Masalela, MPL, and the Speaker of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson. The mandate addressed to the office of the additional chairperson, Dr. Masondo. The name of the bill, Performance Protection for the bill, the number is the deliberation was on the 31st August 2023. Therefore, the legislature will be filed off the first. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. On this one, Advocate Shamara Ali, you have to assist. The name of the bill, okay. The final mandate to Honorable A.M. Masondo, Chairperson, National Council of Provinces. Name of the bill, Copyright Amendment Bill. The number of the bill, that's where the problem is. B18F-2017. Date of deliberation, 5th September 2023, vote of the legislature, the Northwest Provincial Legislature vote in favor of the copyright amendment bill.
Don't worry, you didn't pick up the Eastern Gate mistake.
No, actually, it's the same thing. But the date is wrong, basically. It's supposed to be 2016, between 2017, on the performance projection. I can read it again, because people are reading the wrong one. The final mandate to Honorable A.N. Masondo, Chairperson, National Council of Provinces, name of the bill, Performance Protection Amendment Bill, number of bills, B24F-2017, date of deliberation, 5th September 2023, vote of the legislature. The Northwest the Provincial Legislature vote in favor of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, B24F-2017. So, let's find out first from Advocate Shamara. What is the process then on this one?
The committee can consider the mandate before us with the proviso that we allow the Northwest Provincial Legislature to amend before we get into the House, and in terms of the mandating procedures, as they are allowed to amend it before we go to plenary.
Thank you so much. Okay, the next province then is the Western Cape.
Before we go to Western Cape, can I just warn the Northwest against the banning of the copy and paste?
What's the
tip? Can we just
conceptualized they were going to actually go to court. Long before the bill was frozen
and predetermined out there.
I didn't know that you were able to take the matter to court, so I can't comment on that. What we are doing now is to read up the money. Over to you, Honorable Lord.
Chairperson, I'll read it up and I'll just ask something for clarity at the end. Was addressed to Honorable A. Masondo, Chairperson of the NCOP. My question of clarity will be around this spot. Name of the bill is just listed here, Protection Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B24F 2016, date of deliberation, 1st of September 2023, and then the actual vote of the legislature. The Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism, having considered the subject of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, B24F 2016, referred to it in accordance with Standing Rule 217, recommend that the House confers on the Western Cape delegation in the National Council of Provinces the authority to not support the bill. Do you want an amendment just in the name of the bill, or is that vote part sufficient to cover you?
The last part. If you can repeat, please.
So, Chairperson, the actual vote of the legislator is correct. The name of the bill, just in what was communicated to you, just left out the one word that says performance. That word was left out. But the vote was correct, so if you want an amendment, I can ask that it gets done. If, however, the vote is sufficient, as stipulated in that paragraph, then we'll leave it as is.
So it's going to be treated the same way as the North West one? Yeah. Thank you so much. Before the outbreak. So the committee staff will follow that up. If you don't have to do it yourself, in the Northwest one, the staff will follow that up. Now, can we get the results?
Not democracy.
In a minute, you indicated that those points about the case and also the name of the case. We're now going through the report. We'll ask the committee secretary to read the report.
The report of
the
medical
case concerns
provide for the program and the posting of certain acts and to provide for a certain relation to extend exceptions for prohibition to audiovisual professions and sound recording and to include exceptions provided for the copyright to provide for the means for the minimum to provide commandary and standard content for such cloud channels as well as guidelines for a performer to grant consent under this to provide for police and conduct and
any comments before I put the report? Oh, any comments on the report? Honorable Mima.
The Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. The second paragraph deals with the introduction.
Mm.
The last sentence thereof the result of this section 79 on the forum. You have to refer to the copyright amendment bill, because it's supposed to be the performance protection amendment bill. But check that in certain things.
More copy of this.
Thanks for that correction, Honorable Man. Any other comments, Honorable members of the report? If not, we'll announce the vote. Those who are voting in favor of the adoption of the report, please raise your hand. Permanent delegate. Okay, can lower your hand. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand. those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
And I'm sure the members do want it to go to the House, but reflect their mandate from their perspective, or am I wrong? But you can't.
Let's just hear the effect, before you object. Well, I can't.
We are considering a report. We've already considered the voting of different provinces, right? And we've considered their mandates from different provinces, and that has been no change. Now the report needs to go to the House. Are they voting against the report going to the House?
Yes, they're voting against the adoption of the report. So whether it's going to House or not, going to House.
Maybe we really need to capture that. That they are voting against the adoption of the report, not voting against the report going to the...
Yeah,
not the adoption.
That's
good. That can be
changed at court. Yes, okay. So in terms of the results, the report has therefore been adopted. Yeah.
Government Province Chair?
No, that government
chair. They embarrass you today, ne?
Oh, it's everyone.
How about the legends?
But I remember the, I think the, I just want to say to the staff, when if usually you have this meeting virtually, it's not a problem because you can find everything we can see. But now if we choose a venue for this kind of meeting, please make sure that we've got all the documents. But if we don't have the documents, you must choose a venue where you are able to fly to. If you can find a venue, tell us on time so that we just do to have the meeting virtually. It's just really frustrating. Mm-hmm. The situation as well, there are times we met here. So if you can't find anything, please don't. Let me also take this opportunity to thank all those who are part of this process. We would like to thank the professors who were part of this process at the beginning of the, on the 18th of October, when we decided that because these are technical in nature, that's why we created a committee, and therefore that we needed to have a workshop. So we'd like to thank those who invited to take the workshop for us so that we have a better understanding of the copyright law. But also thank Advocate Van Helden, who has participated in this committee, but also the And I would also like to thank the Honorable Mehman. There was a time where I was not aware for a period of 3 months. And then the report impacted after the public hearing. But also thank the provinces, all the provinces that also took part, were part of the process. They attended the workshop so that they also, by the time they build, get to the underpass, they have a better understanding of these processes. Thank the department led by TM. It also also part of the some of the issues. The PLOs were also assisting us to communicate and also the chairs of the portfolio committees, the economic development. I know in the Northwest in the Department of Arts. The economic development, but we thank all the community staff, thank you very much to all the stakeholders who also, because of their views that were expressed, we can perfectly come that way from the place. If there are no other people that are contesting some of the provisions that are in the field. So the public hearing themselves, the public body also assist us to have a better understanding of the provision of the field. So we thank the stakeholders that participated in the public hearing because they had now a bridge. This bill is not the same way that it came out from the executive. Now for the amendment. Those amendments that will go to the end where they have the opportunity to vote the government. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. As I indicated earlier, we have seen the next meeting. Before we close, let me just check. Oh, you didn't indicate the president. Okay. Oh, so it's a person from the Popo is Kevin. Okay. Oh, okay. So you're right here. You're saying it's like E. No, no, they're like E instead of A. Yes, okay. It's them. Thank you very much. Thank you.